Portion of Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 35. And without wasting time, let's for the word of prayer. Almighty King of Israel, thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the bright day that you're giving to us, Father. What we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father, may you pardon us, Father, for all the things that we have failed to do, Father, for all the things that we are going to do. We also bring them unto your hands, that may you bless them, that you may bless the works of our hands, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, Father, may you extend your healing and upon them, Father, who are going through a lot, may you give them the inner peace that they all deserve, Father. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let us go straight to Job chapter 35. Then Elihu said, "Do you think that this is just? You say, I am in the right, not God. Yet you ask him, what profit is it to me? And what do I gain by not sinning? I would like to reply to you and to your friends with you. Look up the heavens and see. Gaze at the clouds so high above you. If you sin, how does that affect him? If your sins are many, what does that do to him? If you are righteous, what do you give to him? Or what does he receive from your hand? Your wickedness only affects humans like yourselves, and your righteousness only other people. People cry out under a load of oppression. They are pleased for relief from the arm of the powerful. But no one says, where is God my maker, who gives me songs in the night? Who teaches us more than he teaches the beasts of the earth and makes us wiser than the birds in the sky? He does not answer when people cry out because of the arrogance of the wicked. Indeed, God does not listen to their empty pleas. The Almighty pays no attention to it. How much less then will he listen when you say that you did not see him, that you guess that your case is before him, and you must wait for him, and further, that his anger never punishes, and he does not take the least notice of the wickedness. So Jacob opens his mouth with empty talk. Without knowledge, he multiplies words." And that is our wonder chapter for today. It's relatively a short wonder chapter, but let's go straight to today's message. The first thing that I get from this wonder chapter comes from verse 12. And what does it say? Verse 12 says, he does not answer when people cry out because of the arrogance of the wicked. Amen. Let's go there one more time. Verse 12, he does not answer when people cry out because of the arrogance of the wicked. Amen. So many times we kneel down and say, Lord, Father in heaven, you see, I'm going through ABCD. Father, I need ABCD. You pour out your heart and you wait one day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. Things are not coming and you cannot feel it. And you ask yourself, but Lord Jesus, really? My neighbor last time prayed for a car. He has gotten a car. What ABC? He prayed for cows. And the cows have even come. Hey, you start asking yourself, where am I going wrong? Not knowing that sometimes it's our arrogance, it's our pride, which is delaying our blessings. Amen. It's because we have decided to step on others and elevate ourselves and lift ourselves and put ourselves on the high table, even without invite. That is what is sometimes delay our blessings. The Bible today is clearly telling us that sometimes it's because of your arrogance. And that's even what makes you wicked sometimes. You feel you want to put yourself on top of everything. My brother, my sister, calm down. Never put arrogance and pride before the Lord. Because we have heard so many times how the Bible tells us that he humbles the proud and uplifts the humble. Amen. He will put you down. The world will step on you until you learn your lesson. And it's not only this. Sometimes it's other things that we do. Sometimes how we treat people, sometimes how we speak to people, sometimes what we do in the dark when no one is watching, that makes our blessings delayed. That makes our prayers delayed. Sit down and reflect on your life. Look deep down. What do you think is holding your prayer? And that's when you go to verse 13. In God, indeed, God does not listen to the empty plea. The Almighty pays no attention to it. Amen. Dear God, if you give me this, I swear I'm not going to do this. When deep down, you know the moment God does it for you, you're going back to your old habits. You think you are brighter than God? You think God does not see it? You think God does not know it? Those are empty pleas. You want to trick God. You can't. You are fooling your own self. You expect God to listen to empty pleas? And after you go around saying God does not listen, A, B, C, D, you're better than this. Sit down. Reflect on your life. What is blocking your blessing from God? And if you cannot see it, humble yourselves, get on your knees and say, God, things have been going left and right, but I know you have something planned for me. Can you open my eyes, A, B, C, D? And the Lord is going to work marvels for you. That's a short message that I had for you. Get some time, read Job chapter 35. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Person has a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, what we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, what we have done, what we have failed to do. For the prayers, may you forgive us and may you extend your healing hands upon us, Father. May you fill us with the Holy Spirit to humble us, Father, for all the times that we have been so proud. We ask for your forgiveness. We always believe in and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.